Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie. Hi, Rashida.
Hey, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. Happy in bulk.
Same to you, sis. How are you feeling?
Bridget,
we're halfway to Ostara, to the spring equinox. How are you feeling?
I'm good. So, you know, obviously we're recording this a little bit before in January. And as this is airing, I'm going to be on the beach in Costa Rica.
Oh my gosh. So
I'm nice. Feeling pretty good. And, you know, it feels exciting to talk about this today because here in Kansas City, and I know a lot of areas in the U.S., we are in the middle of like a full-on polar vortex. It has been sub-zero temperatures, snow, everything. So it feels really good to talk about this like hope of spring today, really, which is what this observance is. So yeah, I'm stoked to even be talking about it. It's one of those things like, yeah, I want to be in the moment. I'm trying to like really embrace winter. And at the same time, like we're looking at pictures of where we're going to be in Costa Rica and making plans. And that feels really good. So
well, it's like one of those things. It's nice to like have that escape aspect. Like this is like a healthy escape. You know what I mean? Like it is cold. Like I have a sweatshirt on right now, some leggings on with fur on the inside. It's lined. I have these like little boot shoes that have fur around the ankles and my toes are so cold. Like I just feel this like cold. You know, and it also means I have to put on our wood stove. But no, I agree with you. It's really nice here. We probably got maybe 3 or 4 inches of snow. We didn't get a whole lot, but it is pretty cold. It's not Kansas City cold, but it is still pretty cold for us. So I am also looking forward to going to Costa Rica. You and your family will be there first, having a great family vacation and spending time together. And then you and I will meet with our kiddos and like totally disconnect, which yeah. I'm really looking forward to.
It's going to be so much fun. So today we're going to talk just a little bit about in bulk slash Bridget and what this means, like for the turn of the wheel. We do have another episode from last year. Maybe we can link it in the show notes that also talks about, you know, the symbolism and things behind this time of year. So we'll talk about that and then we'll go into our February reading, oracle reading, and kind of look into the energies of the next month or so. So I'm stoked. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Well, as always, I like to consult my book, Circle Round, for these different sabbats or observances. Rashida and I both didn't grow up with these. These are all things that we are learning about in adulthood, and especially figuring out how to incorporate some of these nature-based rituals and observances into our family life in a similar way that we celebrate holidays and things like that. But these are celebrations of nature, and we're looking at what they mean for us all, like collectively, and also what they mean for us like on the individual level. So I love that they're, you know, how many of these are there a year? 8? Yeah, because there's the solstices and equinoxes, but also the moments in between. And it just gives us this like regular rhythm of looking at nature and the way our lives are flowing, similar in the way that like observing the moons do. Rashida, tell us about in bulk. When is it? What is it?
So in bulk is essentially, it is a fire festival. It is the time in between Yule, so the winter solstice, and Ostara, the spring equinox. So it's that halfway point. It's very representative of new beginnings and fresh starts. It's really like Mother Earth waking up from starting, starting to do this wake up from this long deep sleep. It begins at sundown on February 1st. So for this year, that would be Thursday, I want to say, February 1st, and ends also in the evening of February 2nd. So, yeah, that is just like a quick overview. There's a lot of symbolisms and things about this time that's really good for us to, excuse me, to kind of observe, and also incorporate as we are moving with the rhythms of the earth. So, yeah, Lauren, what do you have?
Yeah, I was going to add that Imbolc translates to ewe's milk, EWE, like a sheep's milk, because this is the period of time where sheep would have like just had their babies, they would have just given birth, and they're nursing, they're young. So it's this like early postpartum period in nature. Where
Definitely still
yes.
a time of rest, for
Exactly. So it's
sure.
a time of rest, a time of nourishment. And once these little lambs are strong enough and big enough, spring will be here and they will be frolicking around and enjoying it.
With all of the energy that
Yeah.
entails.
And it's like they're sustaining on their mother's milk for now, but in the spring there will be grass and other things that they can eat. So a lot of mothering energy at this time. There's a lot of it's a time of like initiation, which means like the beginning. So a lot of it's like we're taking this time, let's say from solstice to Bridget, it's really just straight up rest, if we're going with nature. But once we hit Imbolc, it's definitely like, okay, and now we're going to start planning for the spring. Like the weather's still cold, it's still winter, obviously, but there's this hope of spring. So what seeds are we going to plant this year, metaphorically and
Figuratively,
literally? Yeah. What are the goals that I'm setting? What would we like to see an abundance of? So that's all the stuff we're thinking about. And those are all things that I think we're encouraged to think about at New Year's, which we had an episode on. And it's something we participate in because it's what our culture does and what we talked about, like it creates this portal, this belief, I think, around it being a good time for initiation. But think about it, this is actually like a lot closer to the Chinese New Year. And for us, it coincides with Groundhog's Day. Like Groundhog's Day is more just like, okay, how long is this gonna last?
Are we tucking back in for a little bit? Or are we able to like stretch our legs now? Like, what's
Yeah.
happening?
So last year is the first year that I really like did something to observe this, and Gemma and I planted some of our first seeds, like for our garden, and we started planning the garden for the year. We went out and also bought like a new house plant, and that's something we've been nurturing for about a whole year now. So I think buying a plant is going to be part of our tradition, although not this year because we'll be out of the country and just surrounded by lush
We're
lushness and
tropical,
plants and
yes.
yeah, tropical vibes. But yeah, I think that's something we'd like to do. And then I feel like we say fires every time, but there really are fire rituals like with every single one of these turns of the wheel, it seems. So it's, I think it's a special time. There was something about observing it last year for me that made this particular season so much more bearable. Because usually February here, it's just like, oh, F it, get me out of here, which, we are leaving this year. But it just feels so gray and kind of depressing. So there's something to be said about being in the moment and really like, I don't know, wintering. But also, part of wintering is this like looking forward and making plans and planting seeds. And looking out for those like first signs of growth, which for us here is when the crocuses come up. Those are the first bulbs that seem to pop up. which I meant to plant in the fall and didn't get to. So I'll get to enjoy other people's crocuses this year. But there's something like so exciting about that first birth that Mother Earth has this time of year.
It's like this promise, you know. I feel like the energy I'm getting from that, because it's so true. Whenever I come or I'm seeing a client or I'm driving around, I see we have these lilies that always pop up, these little like I think they're called like daylilies, I can't remember, but they pop up, they're like yellow, and they're always in these like random fields and these random places, and it's just like this reminder indicator, like we are coming, it is happening. I know it's still cold, I know things still seem a little gloomy, but hope is around the corner. The promise of that, and I always love seeing those when I'm driving around.
So do you have any rituals you like to do for in bulk?
Not particularly. This is, a newer one, but this year, because we did talk about it in our last episode, I was saying that I really was not feeling like the goal setting and all of the things. This year is a little bit different. I am going to use this time, and it's going to be right before I leave too, to like really set some goals in stone and create some action steps around them, so that after I come back, I just feel really good about where I'm headed. So for me, that'll be a personal tradition. I don't know if it's kind of like what it is now. I don't know if we'll be able to do like a fire out out on our property yet. But I really like what you did last year, and I might observe that. Like Daniel might not like me buying a plant because I always buy them, but specifically for in bulk, I think that's really, really cool and a really nice tradition to have that we can do as a family and pick that plant out together as a family.
Oh, I forgot to add, last year we also made like a spell jar. And I used Raquel's book, Everyday Plant Magic, to help
Everyday plan.
put
I
it,
think,
to help put it together. And I put like a candle on top of it and lit that. So that was sort of my symbol for fire. But I was going to tell you that we're actually, I don't think I'm going to start any seeds this year. I think I'm going to buy all like little plants and
plants.
plant them. I did plant garlic in the fall, so that'll come up, which is exciting. But I don't really have the space right now for what it takes to
It's a
gestate
lot.
seeds in a healthy way. And I did it last year, and we had a couple plants that survived, and I got tomatoes and peppers off of them. But to have like the right lighting conditions in the house, it's a lot. So I decided I'm just gonna like let the experts do that this year and not worry about it, and then buy their little plants that have grown. But I can still hold the little seeds that are starting in my heart, and set goals too. I think that's really great. I think for my natural rhythms, I really like to start planning in January, like really start getting into it in February, and I love like spring launches. It just feels right for me, and it's my birthday and Aries season, and I just really, really enjoy that kind of rhythm. I was gonna add, so when we speak about the goddess for this time of year, it's Bridget, and she's the Irish goddess of the holy well and the sacred flame. So she equally holds fire and water. And
I love that.
yeah, it's really cool. Part of the significance of that is that those are the things that are needed to grow and sustain life. We need the sun, we need water. So we think of this like nurturing energy. Even think about like the ewe's milk. Like that's a symbol of water, a symbol of blood, a symbol of like the fluid within us, nourishing and sustaining life. And that being said, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about Ayurveda of this season. So Ayurveda is the sister science of yoga. It's a science of life, of the mind and body connection, the connection with nature. And we can use it to align ourselves with nature, similarly to how we use these sabbats and this turn of the wheel. And it's an ancient practice. So, as we're looking at the constitutions of each season, meaning like what elements make up each season, winter isn't actually like a full-on season. There's late fall and early winter as a season, and then there's late winter and early spring as a season, and they're marked with different doshas or elements. So right now, like as we're speaking before this comes out, we're in the early winter season where we have an excess of vata energy, and vata is movement, it's air, it's cold, it's brittle, it's dry. And then as we move like about in bulk into late winter, early spring, that's when kapha really comes on board, and it's wet and it's earthy and it's heavy energy. So we need that, right? We need that wet, cold, or earthy energy, or wet, earthy energy, pardon, to sustain the plant. And in Ayurveda, we're always looking to maintain optimal health to balance out these energies. So early winter, it's high in vata, which means we really need to ground. We really need to think about like stamina and strength. When it comes to food, it's like eating root vegetables and warming spices, anything that's going to help kind of tamp down that vata that's in the air. And then we get to this time of year now where the kapha starts to take over. And, you know, if we can lean into it in some ways, but we also need to make sure not to lean into it too much. It can cause a lot of like illness, like colds and things like that, because there's this excess of like phlegm that can happen with the kapha. It can also, like, if we lean into it too much, we'll feel really tired and sluggish. So that's when we start like eating what's growing, essentially. So like all of these early veggies, like the lettuces and like garlic's gonna come up, and the onions and all those like early things that are green are gonna help bring in some like brighter energy. And we also need more fire in our life. So when that comes to like movement practices, that means, you know, more movement. We're gonna like move that energy that can become really heavy and stagnant. So I've been having a lot of fun with this concept this year. It's what I'm designing all of my yoga classes for. And at True Love Yoga on Sundays, I teach like a flow and stretch class, which is vinyasa with a nice cool down. But we are just working with these energies of the season, and it feels really good, like to just kind of throw everything else aside and focus on that. So we'll definitely be moving into like more movement, more spring, more fun. If we're going to connect this to like the menstrual phase, menstrual cycle, we're looking at like just the very beginning of the follicular phase, which is like kind of the end of the menstrual cycle and moving into this newness, right? And there's this like kind of sprightly, fun energy that comes with that, this creative energy. So we're gonna like start kind of peeking into that, and then full on in spring, that's when we embrace that. So, just a little plug, you can join me from anywhere because we offer this online. And if you can't make it live, it just goes right into like a video library for you. But if you want to like work with these energies, that's a good way to do it. But I like how that really coincides with like Bridget, right? Which is the fire and the water. And those are two energies we're absolutely working with at this time of year. Anything to add?
No, I really liked you bringing in the Ayurveda. I think it's really important to be aware of this. I remember years and years ago, I had no idea. I was like, Vata, Kapha, Pitta, what is that? But having that understanding and knowing how to support yourself, especially if you're, you know, we are all made up of these elements, right? In some combination, we're seeking to balance it, but we have to realize it's what we do, and we'll never truly be in balance. I think that's part of life. It's not everything is not all balanced, but working with these energies, understanding them, knowing them, you know, I have a lot more kapha, and when I was learning about this, I'm like, huh, this makes sense. Same thing with like my ideas, a lot more vata. So you know, you can take these elements and really like put them in all aspects of your life and figure out ways in which to help bring about these energies in a more positive way, because there are pros and cons to all of them, like you said. And I know you'll probably talk more about it in your series and your yoga. So having that movement practice too would be amazing. But no, I appreciate you bringing in Ayurveda. I think it's really cool to talk about, and it's so like old. But knowledgeable. So thank you for sharing that. I am looking forward to Imbolc. I'm looking forward to what this means for my family. I still am gonna steal that ritual that you have of the plant, because I can never have enough plants here. But also, thinking of a way to like maybe have a seed sowing ritual. I don't plan on like doing germinating seeds from scratch for the garden either, but I think it's really cool, like for the kids to be able to see like the germination process. You know, those projects that they have, you could put like plastic in the window and let them see that. I think that would be cool to do around this type of year as well. So, yeah, I think that might be something to add, but I
That's a good
love the symbolism
idea.
and I love the energy. Yeah, I think so. And with it being the plastic and all the things, it'll pretty much take care of itself while we're gone. But yeah, I love this time. I just, again, it's like hope. It's like a fresh, it's like new beginnings, and it just feels good because it's like in time with the season.
I love it. So, shall we move on? Do our February Oracle reading?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So, we're looking at the energies ahead. If you want, you can think of this as in bulk. So, like for the next 6 weeks. However, we will do a March reading too. And as always, you might think about either just being open to receive whatever messages come through in these readings, or you might have something specific that you have on your mind or heart, and you can choose number one or number two. And whatever your intuition chooses is what you're meant to feel and embrace and process right now. So I'm personally going to use, it was like, oh, we're talking about fire and water a little bit. I'm going to use the Healing Waters Oracle deck from Rebecca Campbell. I've not really like spent a lot of time with this deck yet, so I'm excited to see what comes through. And Rashida, did you decide what you're going to use?
I was gonna use her Work Your Light deck, but I'm feeling pulled to the waters as well.
Okay.
So I think it'll be good.
Okay, that sounds good. I guess I'll be number one. I'm gonna knock three times on my cards just to cleanse them because I haven't used them in a while and they've just been sitting on my shelf. Every once in a while, Gemma grabs them and throws them around. Okay. I'm gonna see what stands out. And the card I pulled is called Metamorphosis. It's embrace transformation. Things are now different. It has a beautiful woman, like kind of coming out of a glacier in the water. Metamorphosis. So I will find the reading that goes with this and then see what else comes. Oh, wow. I open right to the page. Okay. So again, metamorphosis, embrace transformation, things are different now. Water, more than any other element, is very used to change. Like lobsters, which must shed their shells in order to grow when the conditions call for it, water transforms itself from liquid to solid and to gas. And while it may appear that the way we humans change is a little more subtle and slow than that, as ever-changing beings living in an ever-changing world, we're constantly transforming too. Every moment, every single day is an opportunity to embrace or resist change. When we embrace change, we embrace the intelligence of life. Often it's in the growth phase that we feel most uncomfortable. When we've outgrown our skin or our shell or our old way of being, it requires great courage to release to release what was for the chance to begin again. This is what it is meant to transform, and it is what this card is all about. It's time to embrace what's changing around and within you and see it as an opportunity for great transformation and growth. And the healing water's activation is, I embrace the changes that are happening around and within me. I'm ready to let them transform me. Yeah, I think that it's an interesting thing that as humans, we really fear change a lot of times, but it's also the nature of our lives. We're constantly changing. I do think, like we were talking about earlier, the more we embrace the change of the seasons, the more we can just see it as natural and be a lot more calm and accepting around it, and to like see ourselves not as separate from what is happening around us. Life is constant change and transformation. And it's funny, I think as like healers and people into spirituality, like I'm used to seeing people always advertising their programs and stuff, and they're like, it's transformational, it will change you, it'll change you. And it's so funny to sell things in that way because people are so freaking scared of actual change, I think. But we all know, I think, inside is what we need. And we all know too that there is a level of discomfort that comes with transformation. And I don't know, to me, I see this as an invitation to really to lean into that discomfort. And this is going to sound probably silly, but like to find the comfort within discomfort. You know, I think that I can relate it to my own life. I've been like, I don't want to say chasing transformation, but like really embracing it head on for many years now. And when I'm in a more like chilled out period, sometimes it can feel like I kind of miss I kind of miss that like level of discomfort because I know it means that I'm growing, and I do want to continue growing in this life. And it aligns perfectly with this season. You know, we're going out of dormancy right now, and things are shifting. They're happening underground, but they're shifting and happening. And it's something to celebrate and embrace. And I think also when you're going through a period of transformation, part of what can feel really uncomfortable is the misalignment that it causes in other areas of your life, because you might be growing at a
Exactly.
different pace than
Yeah.
the people around you or your job or, you know, whatever it might be. So it can really shake things up. So this is maybe another reminder to be gentle on yourself and those around you, and to know that things don't have to happen all at once. The crocuses pop up first. The tulips come up later, you know, not everything blooms at the same time. So if you're going through this process of transformation, it doesn't mean you need to burn everything down. It just means that it's a process and it's going to take some time to realign things to this new frequency that you're at. Anything to add to that?
No, I really think you covered everything. It's really about getting comfortable with the discomfort and also actively seeking like and becoming very clear on what part of your life you want to transform and change. And to go back to what you were saying, you know, we do see programs where it's like transform this, that, it's going to be great, it's going to be this, you know, but I think that's also us knowing that we seek change anyway, like we're afraid of it, but we want it. Like we want, and it's more so the growth aspect that is really the change. So I love how this card speaks to that, and this is what the energies have for us this February. Because as we are moving with the cycle of nature and thinking about our lives and our goals and things like that, we can actively create the transformation we want by just getting clear on what it is we are hoping to achieve.
Yeah, I love that. Good tie-in, friend.
Yeah. Awesome. So I will go. I will create my piles. That is beautiful, Macy. We have a snow day here, so Macy is not in school today.
All the kids are home. And she
All of
doesn't have
them.
virtual school, so that's good.
Yeah. No virtual school. Two is calling my name. Okay, this one says the wishing well, unexpected gifts, kindness, and karmic jewels. It's like this woman kind of like holding herself. Oh, I see a pearl, and it's like very like effervescent, light shining. I guess it's like it is creating like this type of well type of feel. And I'm gonna pull the book out, but I think that's kind of for me before I even read what Rebecca is gonna say. It kind of goes into what I was just saying. When we get clear on, the transformation that we really, really want, we will find like these unexpected gifts and things just will sort of like line up for us in a way. But let's see here. Let's see what it says. It's said that in ancient times, women would sing and whisper into wells, believing that the water would carry their messages from one corner of the world to another. This may sound like something from a children's fable, but in fact, several scientific researchers have theorized that water can be imbued with energy from our thoughts, emotions, and intentions. Wishing wells are found all over the world, and they mirror to us the great reverence held by our ancestors for Earth's fresh waters. Greek mythology says that the tradition of wishing wells began through the practice of throwing coins into a sacred well of the warrior Amphiaraus, please do not hold me to that, who was a renowned oracle. The wishing well is a wonderful card that carries with it its great blessings, gifts, and fulfilled wishes. When it appears, it is a sign that things are happening and that the realization of your dreams is likely to occur. Of course, any creation requires embodiment and action, so it's not a sign to stop moving toward your dreams in practical ways. Rather, it offers deep encouragement to keep going, to trust that all the groundwork you've already put in place is working. It can also be a sign that helpful people are coming into your life to support you in creating your heart's deepest desires. And there is an active affirmation here. I receive all the gifts that life has to offer me with an open heart and an open mind. I'm surrounded by kind, helpful people. Things are working out for me. I'm living my heart's deepest, most daring prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I've been working with this deck for a little bit and I have actually never pulled this card before. What I really like about it, and then also like for this time, is that we are setting our goals. We are starting to maybe come into the point where we are creating action around what we are wanting. And it goes back to, I think I, like I said before, with your message, Lauren, getting clear and understanding and putting in the work initially to have the transformation or the metamorphosis that we're seeking will really help us receive the things, receive the support, the kindness, the unexpected gifts, and everything like that that this card is talking about. That's in alignment with where we want to go. So, I also like what she talked about with water carrying like this energy. I did see some type of it was a experiment, and a person talked to the water with kindness, was really mean at the water, or maybe it was rice. I can't remember what it was. I think it was both water and rice. And the water and the rice like changed depending on how the person talked to it. And what I think about that is we just think, oh, something's old, it's going to be moldy, or oh, it's just not fresh water. But our energy, our power, our thoughts, our words have so much power that why wouldn't it affect the elements of the earth as well? But also, too, when we think about that and how it can impact the elements of the earth, what is that doing to us on the inside? Are we showing ourselves kindness? How are we talking to ourselves? How are we speaking things into existence? What are we doing to like really support? Because we are made up of how much water? Like, over 70% of
A
water,
lot, yeah, a lot.
over that. And if we think about how our energy can, imbue into water itself, like we are water beings as well. So I think it's worth noting, like looking on the inside, how are we treating our own internal oceans, our own internal rivers and springs? Are we treating them with kindness? Are we nourishing them? Are we filtering out any of those negative things that can like go bad? So I really like this card and how it plays into like this time of renewal, regrowth, really starting fresh beginnings. So just looking inward on that and really seeing how maybe, how you're treating your own well. What about you, friend?
Yeah, I think you really said it and nailed it. So I don't have a lot to add. Other than, yeah, it brings to mind like manifestation, and I think of like throwing a coin into a well and making a wish, or wishing on a star or something like that. And that's just the beginning, right? That's just the intention setting. And to actually bring something into fruition, it takes a continual process of alignment through action, through thought, through word. So, yeah, just like you can't say one nice thing to yourself and then it's over. It's like, okay, and this is a practice, and I'm going to practice it every moment that I can. And this brings me back so much to our kind of words and intentions for 2024 that we talked about in that first episode of the year. And it really is like drishti, intention, focus, aiming true with Artemis. And I think everything that we're saying really like holds that energy of keeping your eye on the prize, on the wish, taking action, and also allowing space for magic and allowing. So I love it. February's looking good so far.
Yeah, I think so. The energy feels really, really good. It doesn't feel heavy. It feels very light, I
Yeah,
think.
I think so. I think so. Even with the transformation that can be uncomfortable, it's also a beautiful process. And it's something, you know, I talked about how we seek it out. It's something like the more you practice something, the more you build the muscle. And the more you build the muscle, the easier it feels. Right? So the transformation process doesn't have to feel like you're knocked off your feet every single time. It can be something that feels actually really nourishing. So it's all about mindset, I think, and just having the practice.
Yeah, what you were saying when you were talking about transformation, the process, I immediately thought about like me being a therapist. I'm hitting my 12 years as a massage therapist, and I never ever really looked at this whole all these years as like being a transformation for myself, but thinking about where I was, starting off just wanting to like do something to help people and also feel fulfilled. And then now, being a 12-year therapist and people really enjoying and me being super knowledgeable about these things, it was a process. It was little by little taking the steps to kind of like learn and to have an issue or a problem and figure out what that might be. And I think we can apply that to any part of our lives, not really looking for the immediate transformation because it is a process. And taking our time, really sitting with it, being present, following what feels good in the moment to change is just an amazing way to look at that whole type of energy.
Yeah. All right, friend. I love all of it. Happy Imbolc. Happy February. Happy February to our besties. We hope you are planting some beautiful seeds of intention and transformation this month and this season. We love you, and we'll chat soon.
Talk soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast, and be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.